Superbug rates at the Ottawa Hospital are up from 20 to 200 cases per year, which is certainly a major increase. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, having never passed in Latin at school, I'll leave it up to you to pronounce the names of these superbugs. There are three that they're concerned with, right?
That's right. There's what's called VRE, or vancomycin-resistant enterococcus, which is enterococci are bacteria that live in the intestine, and vancomycin is the antibiotic, and it's resistant to that. Vancomycin is one of the antibiotics of last resort, sort of the last thing you can use to try to destroy the bacteria. So that's one of them. The other is called MRSA, or methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, a bacterium that usually resides on our skin, and for most people doesn't cause harm when you don't have any other medical conditions or depressed immune systems, but for people in hospital with underlying conditions, it can cause a problem. And the third one is Clostridium difficile, or C. difficile, another bacteria called, it's an opportunistic bacteria, that is, it takes advantage of a situation when the normal bacteria in your intestine are destroyed, usually when you're using antibiotics to treat another kind of infection, so it can take over and colonize the intestines. Those are the three bugs that we're dealing with.
Now, they're saying that they're affecting about 3% of the patient population. Is that a high infection rate?
Well, that is potentially high infection rate. The thing to keep in mind with bacteria is they want to survive. They want to keep on growing and living, and they will find any means to try to do that. Not that they have any intelligence, but that's just the nature of this particular bug. So they can survive. It's looking at a small number of people, but the potential for spread is quite great. And the reason is that these particular bacteria can survive for a long time outside of the human body. One particular study that looked at, for example, VRE, can survive 5 to 7 days on countertops, 24 hours on bed rails. So if you think about it, you clean a bed rail or you don't clean a bed rail for 12 hours or 15 hours. Someone comes, a family member comes by, touches the bed rail when they lean over to see their loved one, and then they have it on their hands. They go, they touch another surface on the way out of the hospital, someone else comes into the hospital, and on it goes. So you can see the problem of, even if it's only 3%, the potential for taking it from that 3% area and spreading it around the hospital is quite great.
And this is where they say they really want to get patients who have it into a private room, but with the overcrowding, sometimes they can't.
That's correct. And it's very difficult. As much as you keep washing and cleaning and washing your hands when you have people coming in and out of the hospital, when you have very sick patients, it only takes one person out of 100 to not wash their hands right away or not to clean a countertop right away, and you end up having a focus for spreading the infection. So you can see how difficult it can be to try to approach that 100% of eradicating the bugs. It's just an extremely difficult thing to try and do.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.